Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Power tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to third. Batty moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball towards center. Klein catches it and throws to Francona, who throws to third to double up Batty. Killebrew tags and scores. It's 7-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Kirkland chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kirkland. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.